You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls, and a big welcome to a brand new week. It is Monday. It is February the 26th. Yes. By the end of the week, it's going to be, well, March, isn't it? Anyway, sit back and relax. The time right now, 10 minutes. It's very early, and it's a Monday morning. 2 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show with me, Jerry D. And we're going to be keeping you entertained, all being well, going right through until 10 o'clock this morning, if we can make it. Right, let's take a look. Do we have any birthdays, special birthdays for today? Well, we do, in actual fact. Victor Hugo was born on this day. The year was 1802. He was a French poet, a playwright, and a novelist. Outside of France, his best-known works are the novels Les Misérables and Notre-Dame de Paris, also known in English as The Hunchback of Notre-Dame. So there you are. His birthday today, Mr. Victor Hugo.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Turns into night.
of you. Every footstep only you. Every star a grain of sand. The leavings of a dried up ocean. Tell me how much longer. How much longer. All my kingdoms turn to sand and fall into the sea. I'm mad about you. I'm mad about you. I'm mad about you. I'm mad about you. The sea of city in the desert lies. The vanity of an ancient king. The city lies in broken pieces. Where the wind howls and the vultures sing. These are the works of man. This is the sum of our ambition. Would make a prison of my life. If you became another's wife. With every prison blown to dust. My enemies walk free. I'm mad about you. I'm mad about you. I'm mad about you. I'm mad about you.
Bring us in this morning live, Mr. Peter Frampton, and baby, I love your way. This is Sting, and Mad About You, the remix edit, they say. This is a great one, good start for a Monday morning, not too upbeat. We're starting off nice and easy this morning. It's been a very good weekend. I can't imagine from Rod Stewart.
Another city, another show. Curtains up and away we go. In the hotel bar the party's starting. Lots of laughing, lots of flirting. Happy faces, total strangers. Looking for love in all the wrong places.
I can't imagine waking up.
Some you don't. Living up to expectations, sometimes out of desperation. For me, no solace could be found. Heavy lies the head that wears the crown. All these memories are too till sharp. Thank you, girl, for saving my heart.
I can't imagine waking up with anybody else but you. Say farewell to all my friends. Cause after all is said and done, my youthful days are now all gone. There's only one place where I belong. I can't imagine waking up with anybody else but you.
Thank you.
Oh, and there we go. Yes, Mr. Rod Stewart, and I can't imagine bringing us to just a few seconds away from 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, which means, of course, we're going to do this. There we are. First time this week in the shower. Off you go. I hope you all had a good weekend. Mentioned earlier on, we started the programme, you could probably tell. It was a good weekend. And finishing off last night with a great Chinese banquet as well. In the shower, this is the Brothers Johnson. And stop.
All right. to the top. You don't want to quit, but you heal while you're feeling it. Take it to the top. Step down in it, put your foot while you feel it. Take it to the top. You don't want to quit, but you heal while you're feeling it.
Around in your shower this morning, the brothers Johnson, and well, that's about it. Time to get you, there we go, out and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Monday morning, 21 and a half minutes almost after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. See how I'm settling in for the morning? Storm, that, as I mentioned, the brothers Johnson is off of their fourth album called Light Up the Night in early 1980. The song reached number one on the dance singles chart in the US. It reached number one on the R&B singles chart as well. Peaked at number seven on the Hot 100 chart early in 1980. In the United Kingdom, didn't do too bad. It entered the singles chart at number 65. That was on February the 23rd of 1980. And climbed to its highest position, which was number six, which wasn't too bad. That was March. That was by March, the end of March. Again, 1980, of course. And it spent a total of 12 weeks on the UK singles chart. And the song also reached number one New Zealand singles chart as well. Yeah, stayed there for 6 weeks. And I tell you what, I've got a featured album today because it's sort of really sort of like the anniversary of the album called Tapestry by Carole King. I think one of the best albums ever. So we'll be taking a look at that and some of the tracks on that during the course of the morning. It is Monday, so that means there's plenty of music. We'll be checking in with Ingrid, see how her weekend went. And also, of course, with Yasmin. I know she where she was on Saturday. With us. Right, back to the music.
Heart racing to claim. gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were 8 and you had bad traits, you go to school and learn the golden rule. So why are you acting like a bloody fool? If you get hot, then you must get cool. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? Or what you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? You chuck it on that one, you chuck it on this one. You chuck it on your mother and you chuck it on your father. You chuck it on your brother and you chuck it on your sister. You chuck it on that one and you chuck it on me. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Nobody now give you no break. Police now give you no break. That old soldier man now give you no break. Not even your eyes you now give you no break. Well, hey, bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Boys, 1987, the Jamaican reggae band Inner Circle there, gained high popularity in the United States after its re-release in 93 when it peaked at number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 7 on their mainstream chart. It is the opening theme, of course, to the American TV show Cops and the theme song of the Bad Boys franchise. Time on The Breakfast Show, it is the bottom of the hour, so we're going to take a quick break and then we'll take a look at some of the international news for you on this morning's program.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Right, it's time to put something in your diary because it's a rich week of musical events at Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Coming up this Thursday, the 29th of February, opera with Fred and Lilybeth. On March the 1st, that's Friday, you've got Carlos Campos and Luz Acosta. And on Saturday, the 2nd of March, Il Volo, Panama. Alright, so put that in your diary. And all you've got to do is book now at 6974-5214. 6974-5214. Saluto Italiano.
Por tu seguridad y la de todos, espera el tren detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. WEAVE Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With WEAVE's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasí, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through YAPI's directory at Asociación WAVED. That's WAVED. Comes off of Adele's album number 30, is all it is numbered as. And it was the full studio album by Adele, and it was released, in fact, on the 19th of November of 2021. It was on the, if I remember right, the Columbia Record Label's her label. Her first studio album in 6 years, following 25. And 30 was inspired by Adele's experiences and anxiety following her divorce and its impact on her son's life, along with motherhood and fame. Oh, I know. Fame is so hard to deal with, isn't it? I don't just exactly. Oh, you gotta laugh, ain't ya? Smile. Smile means much more than a scowl, you know. Going back in time with Starbuck. No, no coffee. Just moonlight.
The wind blew some luck in my direction. I caught it in my hands today. Finally made a tricky French connection. You winked and gave me your okay. I'll take you on a trip beside the ocean and drop the top at Chesapeake Bay. Ain't nothing like the sky to dose a potion. The moon will send you on your way. Right. Feels right. Feels right. We'll lay back and observe the constellations and watch the moon smiling bright. I'll play the radio on southern stations, 'cause southern bells are hail at night. You say you came to Baltimore from Ole Miss, a class of 7-4 gold. The eastern moon looks ready for a wet kiss to make the tide rise again. Moonlight feels right. Moonlight feels right.
Feels right, coming from Starbuck. Now, I mentioned a featured album for today. It's an album that was released back in 1971. It was just about 2 weeks ago, just over 2 weeks ago, released on the 10th of February of 1971. I remember when this came out. And it's, for me personally, it's one of the greatest albums ever made, Tapestry by Carole King. And it was on Oakwood Records, and it was produced by Lou Adler, and some great songs on there. We're going to look at a couple of those this morning. The album has been certified 14 times platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America in the United States, and has sold an estimated 30 million copies worldwide, making it one of the best-selling albums of all time. In 2000, it ranked at number 74 in Colin Larkin's all-time top 1,000 albums. And in 2020, it ranked as 25th on the Rolling Stones list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. Tapestry won 4 Grammy Awards, including Album of the Year, Song of the Year, and Record of the Year. Say, there's some great tunes on this. She wrote the music, and Tony Stern the lyrics, and King's ex-husband Jerry Goffin co-wrote the lyrics for 3 of the songs, 2 of which had already been hits for other artists: Aretha Franklin's "You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman," that was in 1967, and the Shirelles' "Will You Love Me Tomorrow." And that's basically what Carole King was, especially with Jerry Goffin. They wrote so many pieces of music for other articles. It was in, I'm trying to remember the name of the house now, it was in New York, and the Brill Building, I think that was right. But it was just full of people, this floor's full of people writing music. And in those days, if you're an artist, you would go along and you'd rummage through and you'd find a piece of music that you liked, and you'd buy it, I guess. But it was, in actual fact, James Taylor who encouraged Carole King to sing her own songs, and who also, by the way, he played on Tapestry, had a number one hit with "You've Got a Friend" himself. In fact, they both had a hit with that song. But the one I want to start off with this morning, it's Too Late. And Tony Stern wrote the lyrics and Carole King wrote the music, released a single in April of 1971. This got to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 and Adult Contemporary charts as well. Certified gold. And the Billboard ranked it. It's Too Late, and its fellow A-side, I Feel the Earth Move, is the number 3 record for 1971. Now, the lyrics describe the blameless end of a loving relationship. Music critic Dave Marsh saw implicit feminism because the woman left the man. Marsh also remarked on the maturity of the theme. Music critic Robert Christigo wrote that if there's a truer song about breaking up, then it's Too Late. The world, or at least AM radio in those days, said we're just not ready for it. Rolling Stone remarked that King's warm, earnest singing on the song brought out the song's sadness. And according to author James Perrone, the feel of the song is enhanced by the instrumental work of Danny Kochmar on guitar. And there we go, that's it. Tony Stern, by the way, told author Sheila Weller that she wrote the lyrics in a single day. This was after her relationship with James Taylor ended. Here it is. It's Too Late.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying.
Something inside had died.
If he's over in the United Kingdom, of course he'll be shivering. What else do you expect? This goes called Shivers, and it comes from Ed Sheeran here on The Breakfast Show. Now, we'll just make our way up to the top of the hour. In the next hour, we're going to be checking in with Ingrid, see how her weekend went for our everyday story of country folk from El Valle. And also, we're going to be checking in as we go through the morning with Yasmin, see how she enjoyed her weekend, what we've got coming up this week for you. And if we've got a couple of people born on this day in the world of music, well, we'll take a look and see what we can find, shall we? As for right now, it's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasi, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through YAPI's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED.
Al que madruga, el metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 a.m. hasta las 11 p.m. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Do you want to live a culinary experience accompanied by artistic events? Visit Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Every week, cultural events and live music, pure emotions and magic to live an experience. Check them out. Hashtag Salotto Experience.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you.
Hey, why don't you join in with us on The Breakfast Show? Always love to hear from you. You can just say,
hello.
Or you can ask for a piece of music.
Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on.
Or send an emoji. The number, the WhatsApp number is 67718822. Got that? 67718822. Always want to hear from you on the show, or you can give Yasmin a call on the landline on 223-5162. Remember, The Breakfast Show. It's your show.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Catch me or I go.
Show with Jerry D.
I do quite like that. This is a bit more upbeat, isn't it? It's not Kate Bush. This lady calls herself Georgia. And Running Up That Hill, of course, was the name of the track. And originally released by Kate Bush. And that was, back in 1985 was when she released that. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just making our way to 20 and a half minutes. And that's after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. So I think... Well, shall we see if we can find Ingrid?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's rainy Monday again. We are having... I bet if I turned off my irrigation system that it would stop raining. I think it's only raining because I have the irrigation system turned on. So, again, we wake up to another rainy day. But that's okay. It's very nice. All right. Yesterday started day one. I'm going to try to do chocolate again, only this time... I'm going to try to follow just one recipe instead of the three or four videos. I'm going to stay with one and stick with it. So yesterday, I opened up all those beautiful cacaos, and now they're sitting outside here uncovered so they can ferment for the next 7 days. Yep, I'm going to try it. And if it tastes good or bad, doesn't matter, Jerry. I'm bringing you chocolate one way or the other. But I am going to try and stay with one recipe versus I was trying to mix too much, and it wasn't doing a good thing. Weekend. Wow, lots of things getting done. We had the tree trimmers come and had to chip, chip, chop, chop, never stop cutting some trees that were having mango limbs and dangerous branches hanging over the house and over the different, the bitch bunker and the lady lanyap and things. So we had those all cut back. And, boy, lots of firewood now. It's piled up over there. And, we burnt a fire this weekend to get rid of some of the chips and whatnot. But, oh man, I got a lot more. I got probably about 4 cords of wood right now.
and at least three more cords in the back that I've had dried out. So I got to take the dry ones, move them to the front, put the ones that need seasoned in the back. And for those of you who don't understand that, that's because I'm a Yankee. And we have cords of wood, and we have to season them before we cook them. Yeah, we do. The plants are just growing like wild because of all this extra rain. And, of course, my wonderful irrigation system means now we have a beautiful little bed of green grass. Not a whole lot. It's enough for Chelsea to do her you-know-what in right now. And everything is, you know, kind of growing up. We're trying to get the fence row redone, replanted as soon as it's the fence is finished so that we can get some more privacy and some more green around here. So that's our Monday morning. Everything good with here? I hope everything's good there. Oh, Chelsea's going in to have a little minor surgery, plastic surgery on her chin. I'll tell you about it tomorrow. Back to you in the studio!
Oh,
And there we go, following on from Ingrid there. She's saying it's raining there. Well, I tell you what, if it's raining there, I hope they're getting some water in the reservoirs, don't you? So, it's been raining there in El Valle. But, of course, here, a little bit overcast yesterday, and there was a notice that there could be a few showers. But we didn't get that, did we? No, we didn't. If you are keeping an eye on the time, 27 minutes exactly, and that's after the hour of... That's after the hour of 8 o'clock. The needle got stuck. Don't worry, let's try again, Chevy, from there. It's still stuck. Good grief, I don't believe it. That's Nico. Goes Kathy Dennis. Stop repeating herself. Touch me all night long is what it's called. I really must clean the needles each day, you know. Don't know how that happened. Anyway, we are 28 and a half minutes right now. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news, the local news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. I was rummaging, as I do, and came across an interesting birthday for today. If you're wearing your jeans, Levi Strauss was born on this day in 1829. He was a German-Jewish immigrant to the United States who founded the first company to manufacture blue jeans. His firm, Levi Strauss Company, began in 1853. Where? In San Francisco, in California. Dundas pulling on his Levi's, well, his blue jeans at any rate.
She's the girl who stole my heart. My Venus in blue jeans is the Cinderella I adore. She's my very special angel too, a fairy tale come true. They say the seven wonders in the world, but what they say is out of date. There's more than seven wonders in this world. I just met number eight. My Venus teenage goddess from above, and she belongs to me. Oh, my Venus and blue jeans is everything I hope she be. Her teenage goddess from above, and she belongs to me. Oh, my Venus and virgins.
Oh, there we go. Mark Winter there, and Venus in blue jeans. Right at time-wise, 22 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And I thought I'd take another track off of my sort of featured album for this morning. It's the anniversary, 1971, on the 10th of February, so we're in the month of February at any rate, that Carole King's album Tapestry was released. One of the most successful albums of all times, and also one of my personal favourites, having been around when it was released back in 1971. In actual fact, I was in Singapore at the time, and this is a talk about needles. This was one that would have probably worn out my needle on my record player back then. Anyway, the next track I want to take is the track Come Will You Love Me Tomorrow. That was a big success for it was a big success for the Shirelles, and it was to say, sometimes, just known, by the way, Will You Love Me Tomorrow? Sometimes it's known as Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? It was written and Jerry Goffin recomposed, and Carole King did the music on that one. Recorded in 1960 by the Shirelles. This was at Bell Studios. Because don't forget, Carole King and Jerry Goffin wrote a lot of songs way before, as you can gather, there'd been the release of Tapestry. And it was because she was basically encouraged by James Taylor to sing her own songs as well. And she did exactly that. So she put it on Tapestry. And here it is. Will You Love Me Tomorrow? Carole King.
meet the morning sun. I'd like to know that your love is love.
Version of Will You Love Me Tomorrow, a lot slower than the version that came out from the Shirelles. By the way, on there, of course, Carole King doing the vocals and piano. Danny Kruchmar was on acoustic guitar, Ross Kunkel on drums, and Charles Charlie Larkey on bass guitar. Now, the background vocals on there, any idea? Joni Mitchell was doing background vocals together with James Taylor, who also played the acoustic guitar. There we go, Will You Love Me Tomorrow from Carole King. Now, have you noticed one of my favourite records last week or so has been one from Dion, which he released with Danielle Nicole, and the song was I Aim to Please. And I think I said last week I must go and find out a little bit more about Danielle Nicole and her music. And I downloaded an album over the weekend. Here's a track off of it, and it's called How Did We Get to Goodbye? good, isn't he? How did we get to goodbye? Daniel Nicole. And blues soul musician. She comes from Kansas City in Missouri. And her self-titled solo debut EP was released back in March of 2015. And the self-titled EP features Grammy Award-winning producer, guitarist Anders Osborne as well. Galactic's co-founding drummer, Stanton Moore, and keyboardist Mike Sedovic. And on February 25th of 2015, American Blues Scene premiered the track Didn't Do You No Good. That was on the EP. Anyway, she's a great artist. I do like the one where she sings as well with Dion, but the album is very good. And right, moving on from that, Philharmonics. Put a Philharmonic Orchestra with this one, What Becomes of the Broken Hearted. Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
As I walk this land of broken, it's just an illusion filled with sadness and confusion. What becomes of the broken hearted who had love that's now departed? I know I got to find some kind of peace of mind, maybe the roots of love. Shadows searching for light, cold and alone, no comfort inside, hoping and praying for someone who cares, always moving and going nowhere. What becomes of the broken hearted who had love that's now departed? I know I got to find
when you get these symphony and philharmonic orchestras on these old tracks. Absolutely brilliant. Gives us a tremendous depth, doesn't it? Right, I'd say, well, let me see, looking at the time, we are 7 minutes away from the top of the hour, and don't forget, if you miss the news today, we'll hang around 7 minutes time, you'll be able to hear it. Sorry about that.
Oh no, here I go again, falling in love again. Love is like a grain of sand, slowly slipping through your hands.
love you, I will always. Will you stand by me always? 'Cause love is like a grain of sand, slowly slipping through your hand. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Thank you.
I've got in the next segment of this morning's program. But the ideal track to follow on from Bill Withers there and Lean On Me is the one from, of course, Carole King, You've Got a Friend. Anyway, for keeping an eye on the time, we're just making our way up to the top of the hour, so it's time for us to take a quick break, and if you missed the news today, we'll just hang on.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
And that's it, time on The Breakfast Show. We've just finished only 12 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Great to be with you. It's Monday morning. Keep your eye on the time. 12 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Let's say a very good morning to Cedric. Good morning to you, Cedric. Cedric drops a little line, says good morning, which is everybody a great day. Asked if we could play a piece of music. And it's a great song, and it's not one that people would ask me for very often. The song is called Hey Jude, and this version is by Dame Shirley Bassey.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart, then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. Remember to let her under your skin, then you'll begin to make it better. And any time you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulder. And don't you know that it's a fool who plays it cool by making the world a little colder? Na na na. Jude, don't let me down. You were made to go out and get her. Remember to let her into your heart, then you can start to make it better. So let it out and let it in. Hey Jude, begin. You're waiting for someone to perform with. And don't you know that it's just you? Hey Jude, you do. The movement you need is on your shoulder. Na na na. Hey Jude, don't let me down. You were made to go out and get her. Remember to let her under your skin, then you'll begin to make it better, 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 better.
Nah.
Dame Shirley Bassey and her rendition of Hey Jude going out this morning to Cedric. Time on the Breakfast Show, 17 after 9. We're going to be linking up soon with Yasmin, or linking up, I'll just turn around the other way, with Yasmin and see what she was doing over the weekend. Also, of course, we'll be looking to see if we've got anybody born on this day in the world of music. And I can tell you, we do. Two goodies as well. In actual fact, we've got three. Two goodies and one I'm going to tell you about anyway. But let me get back. I want to play the one more track, my last track for this morning, honouring the album Tapestry by Carole King, which was released in February, 10th of February, back in 1971. And one of the best albums I think ever brought out. One of the tracks on it, special track for me, was the one called You've Got a Friend. And it was written by Carole King, first recorded by her and included on that album Tapestry. Another well-known version, of course, is by James Taylor from his album Mudslide Slim and also On the Blue Horizon. And his was Mudslide Slim and The Blue Horizon. Yes, it's the name of the album. His was released as a single in 71, reaching number one on the Billboard Hot 100, number four on the UK Singles Chart. The two versions were recorded, in actual fact, simultaneously in 1971 and also shared musicians. And it won, You've Got a Friend, it won Grammy Awards, both for James Taylor, Best Male Pop Vocal Performance, and Carole King, Song of the Year. Dozens of other artists, of course, have recorded the song over the years, including Dusty Springfield. I didn't know about Michael Jackson having recorded it, but apparently he has. And Murray and Don Hathaway also have recorded the song. Anyway, here's Carole King, You've Got a Friend. All right. Sit back, relax, and enjoy a classic.
Just spring.
time playing both versions of that, and James Taylor's and that one, Carole King. Of course, James Taylor's was out first, came out as a single, but Carole King released hers on the album Tapestry, which we've been honouring this morning. Good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning. Happy Monday.
It is a happy Monday. I don't know, it's Monday and I feel in a good mood. Strange, really. I'll have to have a lie down after this.
Because you were partying the whole weekend.
I know, it was. it was a fun weekend. And, of course, you were with us, you and your mum, brought your mum with us on Saturday. We went off to Diners there in Casco on Saturday. It started around about 2 o'clock, wasn't it? You were there before I was, in actual fact, weren't you?
Mm-hmm,
yes. Yes, yeah. Got there to the food before I didn't. Yeah. But it was fun. It was a great get-together. It was a belated Valentine's celebration. And also recognising Neil's 70th birthday. Mm-hmm. Would you believe that? 70?
Yeah.
God, I didn't realise he was older than me. So, yeah, we recognised, because he won't be here. Unfortunately, on Friday, he flies back.
Mm-hmm.
He flies back to the UK to look after Mum. His brother's taken over for a couple of weeks, so he'll be over there looking after his mum again. And I think he's looking forward, eventually, in no rush, to get back and sort of spend more time here in Panama with us. So, so we're celebrating that. And also yesterday, of course, was Christina's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to thank those of you that send good wishes to her over the weekend. Thank you very much indeed.
Oh, yes.
And that was all very nice, and she really did appreciate it. And yesterday was the end of the Chinese New Year, but it wasn't really. It was celebrating spring.
Mm-hmm.
And the colours were wonderful. All these bright coloured decorations and everything. It was good. The food was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, and both nights, well, on Saturday night, we started at 2, and I think I got home, we're just in time to go to bed. That's about half past 10, 11 o'clock when I got home. So that was that. And then last night, I mean, the events, the Chinese events, this one wasn't too bad, actually. It didn't seem to drag, because they had lots of things to give away, some raffle tickets, and but there wasn't a lot of speeches, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, good fun. But again, I mean, it was almost sort of midnight when I got into bed.
Mm-hmm.
So
so you should be tired today, but you are not.
Well, it's early yet, you know. I mean, I'm still on coffee. I know for a fact when I go back and sort of feed the parrot, sit down to watch the news at 11, that'll send me to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, did you enjoy yourself on Saturday? Did your mum enjoy herself?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
We love that house.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unfortunately, she's selling it.
Yeah, it's like a museum, you know. She should give, like, guided tours so we can know everything.
Yes.
Because she has a lot of things.
Well, she's got a lot
from
of
different countries and you know, different activities. She
and
does.
She's an accomplished diver.
Mm-hmm.
I think she used to instruct diving.
She's very interesting. Yeah.
And she's had a very interesting life. Because she's been living in Panama for long. But Christina and I, when we went on vacation last year, because what Dinah does, she sends half the year here in the old town, but she's also got a lovely place in Verona, in the old town as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to visit last year. It's lovely. I fell in love with Verona.
Mm-hmm.
It must be because of this little Romeo and Juliet thing. You know, that's where they have the Romeo and Juliet balcony?
Oh, really? No.
Yeah, did you know that? Oh, yeah. It's because that's where the story was based.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
But it's fairly modern, apparently. It's not. But people go there in droves. I mean, they queue up to go into this little square where it is, and they take pictures and write on things. And in fact, there's a movie. Let's try and find the member. But the movie's in Verona.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that they're sort of like staying there. It's one of these stories where, you know, somebody rents or somebody goes to, they get a, say, for argument's sake, Airbnb property.
Mm-hmm.
And when they turn up, they find somebody already there. So anyway, basically that's the start of a ongoing sort of love affair type thing. But you know what they're like. It has to be an interesting movie. So there's all sorts of things. But where they live is literally in this square right next to the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
So they must think it, I think it probably was a reproduction because there were no tourists.
Mm-hmm.
But Verona is a lovely city. So, yeah. So, and that was nice. Saturday was fun. Good group of people.
Oh, yes, of course. Mm-hmm.
And you met our partner, Anna Yancey.
Oh, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. is our partner with, because he was my good friend Richard.
Mm-hmm.
And I, we started the Panama Broadcasting Corporation a long time ago now. And sadly, before we actually started doing live programming, Richard passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Which is all rather sad, because he was dead against us doing live programming. He said, no, no, we're going to get into trouble.
Oh, really?
Mm. Well, I mean, the thing is, you know what it's like. But, yeah, so, and of course, Anna Yancey was Richard's wife, and they now have their shares in the company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, well, interesting stuff.
Oh, yes.
Talking of interesting stuff, because you sent me a great thing. I was really chuffed to see this.
Mm-hmm.
Chuffed, by the way, isn't an English expression for happy.
Oh, really?
You know, oh, I'm really chuffed about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm chuffed about it now, because now you know. So you'll understand me. So the Royal Mint over in the United Kingdom is where they make the money.
Mm-hmm.
The Royal Mint is where they make the money in England. I don't think it's the notes, but they make all the coins. Mm-hmm. And you sent me this, and thank you, because it says the Royal Mint has unveiled a new collectible coin featuring the late pop star George Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, yes.
He grew up in Hertfordshire. He formed Wham, of course, with fellow Bushy Mead school pupil Andrew Ridley. The collectible features a headshot of Michael wearing his trademark sunglasses and an engraving of the refrain from his song Faith. The colours, black and red, feature on part of the coin, as they were used prominently throughout his career. George Michael Entertainment said it was deeply honoured by the tribute of the Royal Mint, and it says it added that the singer would have been enormously proud, or chuffed, and genuinely touched that a national institution should have decided to pay tribute to his memory in this way. Well, there's three. There's the one which has got the white, red and blue on it, which and there's a silver one and a gold one.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the one with the colours on it. I'm going to ask Neil.
Mm-hmm.
If you're awake, Neil, good morning. Got a little chore for you. When you get back to the UK, see if you can get me a copy, or you can get me one of those coins, because I'd love to have one of those here in the studio.
Yeah.
Hey, that'd be great. So, so thanks for sending me that. Yes?
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
And, of course, you know what? If he was still with us, mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't give him a coin. But if he was still with us. By the way, it is set of a series of coins that the Mint had done, honouring musical artists, English mm-hmm. musical artists. But I think, well, George Michael would just really be amazed. that was quite apt. Yes, that's George Michael, and amazing. Mm-hmm. He didn't make a record called Chuffed. So that is the word of the day, really, now, isn't it? Chuffed, mm-hmm. Which is an English expression for being, pleased or happy. Mm-hmm. Really chuffed about that.
Yes.
Yes. And anyway, what else did you do at the weekend?
I went to Mac Museum.
Oh, yes, that's right. I saw you making sand wine.
Yeah, to the Junta de Embarre.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's cool. But it did look as if, I mean, you all had to be good friends, didn't you, really?
Why?
Hugging each other, going around, stomping.
No, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be friends.
You don't need
friends. You can make friends there.
Well, yes, I'm sure you could.
Yes. Yeah, I went alone and it was really fun. Everybody were friendly, you know. Everybody were excited about this because for the most of them, I guess just one or two made it before.
Mm-hmm.
But most of us haven't, so it was the first time. And it was also a girl from Argentina.
Oh, right.
Who actually did it before in Argentina.
Oh.
I was surprised because I thought that was just something for here in Panama.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But she said, no, there is a town in Argentina where they do that.
Oh.
And they build the houses that way. But they use different materials, not just the same as here.
Mm-hmm.
But she loved it. She said, it's great. So, that was interesting. Yeah, I met interesting people there.
So the video I saw is you all sort of arms around each other and you were stomping. Like, I said you looked as if you're making wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do you do after that?
After that, then we transport everything to inside the museum. Yes, because we are building it inside the museum.
Ah, okay. So you're going to be able to go in and see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Airbnb. Will you be able to rent it?
No.
Airbnb, hut, mud hut for rent.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do at the end, but yeah, it was very, very fun. Something different to do with the family because you could see even grandmas with grandchildren. I mean, different ages.
Oh, the kids enjoy love it. Kids must love it. Oh, look, big sandbox.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Oh, excellent. Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Yeah.
And so that was yesterday. That was Saturday?
Saturday, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. And what about yesterday? Just relaxing?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Getting over Saturday. Oh, wonderful. Now, I know we've got a couple of people born on this day in the world of music.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And, but wait, before that, I have to tell you today is the premiere of Gauguin at the Canal.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Remember, we're going to have Monica this Wednesday.
Okay.
Talking about that movie. Because it was made here in Panama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is a very important premiere today. And everybody can go on Thursday and see this film, Gauguin in the Canal.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Gauguin, yeah. Interesting. Yes. Mm-hmm. It was quite, very important.
Paul Gauguin, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know. You've been to Panama.
Mm-hmm.
You paint the canal.
Yes, he was working in the canal construction.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was he?
Yep.
I mean, as a sort of like an artist, or because I know they do know because our friend George Scribner, he was actually commissioned by the canal to paint when they were doing the extension.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I will.
We'll find out when we see the movie.
Yes.
Cool.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Excellent. And let me see, what else is there to... Oh, yeah, well, let's take one of our people born on this day in the world of music.
Uh-huh, the first one is Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1932, U.S. country singer, songwriter, who was considered one of the most influential musicians of the 20th century. Although he is remembered as a country icon, his songs span other genres, including rock and roll and rockabilly and blues, folk and gospel. During the last stage of his career, Cash covered songs by several late 20th century rock artists, most notably Hurt by Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
Me neither.
No. And Nine Inch Nails. Must have been cross. Got nails, never mind. I'll tell you what I'm going to play, because it's always been a favourite of mine. And it's one he did... Well, he's obviously done a lot of time, but you know, he did concerts at prisons.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was always a big hit. Johnny Cash, A Boy Named Sue.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, peeling stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had, and I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough, and I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die, and it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. Said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, because I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that man.
There we go with Johnny Cash there and a boy named Sue. Mm-hmm. Luckily, you decided to call yours Ian.
Why?
I don't think he'd like to be called Sue, do you?
No.
No. love it. And you know, it's funny with names because my mother and my aunt
mm-hmm.
had the sort of names. Well, I'll get to the sort of names. But one of my aunt was called Gertrude.
Oh, really? Mm.
And my mother's name was Winifred.
Oh.
We also, of course, my aunt was always known as Truda, and my mother was Frieda. But mm-hmm. The story behind it was that my grandmother and grandfather decided to call my mother Teresa,
mm-hmm.
which was rather a nice name.
Uh-huh.
Very dainty, which probably wouldn't have suited my mother anyway, but she was a bit of a... bit of a roar she was, yeah, mm-hmm. great there. So anyway, but apparently my grandmother couldn't go to the church, so my grandpa and my aunt, Truda, went off to go and baptise my mother. Mm-hmm. And when they got back and my grandmother was there, oh, Teresa, said, no. my aunt, apparently, who had a name called Gertrude, uh-huh, decided that she didn't want my mother to have a nice name like Teresa.
Really?
So she convinced my grandfather to call her Winifred.
I would kill her.
Oh, yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Yes, indeed. Yes. But the thing is, you know, we're sort of rather funny. Have you ever seen the Cinderella?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the ugly sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Well, their names would probably be something like Gertrude and Winifred, wouldn't it, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, but anyway.
Wow.
That's the story behind it. Of course, another interesting story was that, you know, my grandparents and the family, a long time before I was born, because they were still kids,
mm-hmm,
they used to have a hairdresser. They used to have a hairdressing shop.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother was working in the salon, and my aunt, this is when they say they were little kids,
mm-hmm,
shouted to my grandmother, can I put Frida in the chair?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my grandmother, yes, go on. Go and put her in, it's okay. So anyway, when my grandmother went back, there was my mother,
mm-hmm,
with hair all over the floor. Because Truda hadn't said, can I put Truda in the chair?
Uh-huh.
Can I put Frida in the chair?
Mm-hmm.
She shouted out, can I cut Frida's hair?
Oh. Wow.
Yes, we were a happy family. So, there we go. By the way, we've got Renee and Rick.
Uh-huh. Good morning.
Yeah, they say it's snowing again.
Oh, wow.
It's just an exciting life. It's raining in Elvai.
Mm-hmm.
It's snowing up there. Just get it here. I can read it properly. Here we are.
It was raining on the Magnusine too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't have any rain around here.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, it says, good morning. This is from Renee and Rick up there in Stardust Bonitas. Good morning. Sounds like you all had a fun weekend. We woke up to more snow this morning. We're under a severe winter weather alert.
Oh, wow.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
And this, this time, we're expecting 1 to 2 feet of snow.
Mm.
And it goes, the winter wonderland continues.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yes, I mean, I don't feel sorry for them. I mean, they decided to live there. Like always, we feel sorry for the dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, they got booties that don't do anything. You know, that's just, they want a little warm booties that warm up. That's what they should be wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Who's our second artist born on this day?
The second one is Michael Bolton. He was born in 1953, American singer and songwriter, who was the frontman of the band Black Jack. His early career also saw him as a successful songwriter, co-writing hits like How Am I Supposed to Live Without You? For Laura Branigan, after which later became his own chart topper. Bolton has sold more than 75 million records and recorded 8 top 10 albums and 2 number 1 singles on the Billboard charts.
Try.
Beautiful voice that man has got. Michael Bolton, Time, Love and Tenderness. I tell you what, I'm going to just bring that one down because we've got one more. Yes, I've got one here on my list because I've got an album, it's a great album, it's called After Hours, and it comes from an artist called Hagwood Hardy, so I thought I'd put one of his in quickly.
Mm-hmm.
He was born back in 1937, Canadian composer, pianist and vibraphonist. And he's best known for the 1975 single called The Homecoming, which did rather nicely for him. But I bought an album of his many, many years ago now, and it's called After Hours. I say it's very relaxed, very laid back. So I thought I would share a bit of that with our listeners this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all right, do you think?
Yes,
okay.
Of course.
Like that. He's a brilliant pianist, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Brilliant. Now, tell you, take that album, which I say is called After Hours, and I guess you can see why, really, with that that playing. It's called After Hours, and that particular track is called The Looking Glass. But take that, sit down in the evening after a hard day,
mm-hmm.
Just pour yourself a Manhattan, or mm-hmm. whatever your tipple is, just sit back, put that on your hi-fi, because the sound is beautiful with the drums and his piano. Just relax. That's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, because of that, I think we'll go off and something. Do something else for the rest of the day, shall we? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Enjoy your day. Where are you off to?
To the movies tonight.
Oh, that's right. Yes, mm-hmm. You can. That's it. Nothing, no exercising?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, why?
Mm-hmm.
We've got people talking about that tomorrow. You don't need to do it yourself.
I have to be ready for tomorrow.
All right, yes. All the best.
Bye. See you.
Hasta mañana.
Hasta mañana.
Right. Well, there we go. That is it. It brought us to the end of that nice, relaxing music from Hagwood Hardy there. Big thanks go out this morning to Ingrid, of course, for our everyday story of country folk, just letting us know it's been raining in nearby, and hopefully it's going to be raining over the lakes as well, so we can get some water for the canal. So big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks, of course, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, and for... doing all our social media work and everything else, our bookings, etc., etc. So thanks to Yasmin, our producer, our co-producer, Neil Danby. As I say, he's here till the end of the week, and he's taking a trip back off to the UK, and he gets a lot of our background info for us that we use on the programme. So big thanks to Neil. Boys and girls, a group of Grad will keep us up and running in the morning. A big thanks to them, of course. Absolutely necessary, otherwise they'd just shut us off anyway. So big thanks especially to Isaac. And to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us on The Breakfast Show. We'll be back with you 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, please do it carefully, okay? Why? Well, 7 tomorrow, we want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. Oh, by the way, stay tuned. Got two chat SOS coming up with Gigi. Don't go away. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.